It is time now for Conversations with the Mayors, brought to you by the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce, membership organization that serves and advances the business interests of our community and builds a sustainable community where business thrives. Get more on them at carolinachamber.org. And we are joined now in the studio by Pam Heminger, the mayor of Chapel Hill, who is gearing up for Christmas like all the rest of us are. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I'm looking for some sunny weather. I'm tired of this little dreary
Saturday
stuff going
on. It'll be here on Saturday.
Okay.
According to this sheet of paper that I'm reading things off of. So if you can trust sheets of paper.
Well, if you could move that along a little bit, that would be helpful. You and I were talking earlier. We had a staff lunch yesterday, and it was just, we talked about all the things that had gone on this fall season since our new manager came to town. And, you know, he started on the day the statue came down, and we've had 5 protests, significant size protests, and so we've had some other smaller ones. 2 hurricanes with some flooding.
Right.
A water main break.
Yes.
Some snowy weather.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
And a lot of development projects were kind of it's been a very, and I will express my gratitude to the staff as he did the same. He said he was just so grateful and impressed with, and agree, how well our staff has handled all of these things time and time again. Mm-hmm. And then we know they're going to be taking some time off, so we're very hopeful for some nice weather, so we don't need to pull back all our public works folks to come do this. There needs some extra time to recover from all these incidents over the holidays.
Yeah.
But very, very grateful that we have folks willing to come, be here, be present, work really long hours, and really trying to get everyone taken care of. So, and this was, again, an unusual snowstorm. It was an unusual fall snowstorm that hit us with the most snow we've had, like I said, since 1958, but that it dumped twice, right? That we got.
Yep.
We had to start again. So it's been a wild ride, I will say that. So very grateful. And then I want to remind others out there, please think about other folks who don't have the means that some of us have. And your dollars can go a long, long way, especially towards the needs of food in our community. Our kids are out of school. Families have to struggle a little bit more in the holidays. And so porch, table, Meals on Wheels, IFC, food for the summer, any of those, if you're thinking about making that year-end contribution, I highly encourage you to look at helping others in our own community. Help them stretch their dollars out there a little bit more.
And we do have the Food for the Summer program during the summertime, and we've got that 3 months off, but 2 weeks off can be a pretty significant impact as well on families, especially when you're going out and shopping for Christmas presents and you've got all these other expenses that are added on to it at this time of the year. That can be a real burden for families.
It really is. Yeah. So I'm just encouraged. But other than that, we've been trying to wrap some things up and get some things ready for starting the new year. We talked about how it was a little hard to start new initiatives and you're busy dealing with hurricanes and protests, but I think our new manager's gotten pretty accustomed to who we are and how we run and the team. The council has really had all year now to work together, and things are doing
Maurice
really well.
Maurice has slept in the last 4 months, right?
Well, at some point. And he's trying to get his family moved down here. They have not had success in finding a house yet, so he's been driving back and forth to Charlottesville. So we want to get them here, and they want to be here permanently. So we're working on that as well. The council retreat will be the end of January, and we're going to be talking about setting those goals and priorities. As far as, there was the 2020 visioning that set the goals all the way up through 2018. Well, we're about to hit 2019. Are they still valid? Do we need to tweak them, change them? So we'll be talking with that about at our retreat, but also about budgeting. This is our projections. We're going to look out longer than just the 1 or 2 years now and look further out to see when things can happen. With, we know we have a lot of projects that everywhere, the community wants to have done. But where do we shift the priorities? Getting a lot of pressure, which I encourage, from the community about having a climate action plan. We have the components and the pieces, but we haven't pulled it all together in one place for people to be able to be part of that. So we're going to be looking at that as one of the things as well coming up in this new year.
And Rachel Shavitz is on a 4-member committee now of all of the municipalities in Orange County on climate.
Yes. So we're doing that. And Jim Porto has been leading a group together. So we're working really, really hard at figuring out. It was interesting when I've been working with our staff and about some things we've been doing on our own town buildings for environmental efficiency and looking at reducing our carbon footprint. We do a lot with our own fleets as far as reducing those emissions. We have the high efficiency vehicles. We're trying to get the electric bus. We've tried 3 times. We're finally on that list to get the electric bus. We've made big changes on our buildings. But we are 2%. The buildings that Chapel Hill, the town, owns is only 2% of the equation. Most of it is cars, so we have a great fare-free transit system to encourage people. We have greenway paths. We have ways to move around, and we continue to grow those ways to move around in our community that don't require the automobile. Mm-hmm. And we want to encourage everyone to figure out ways to move forward with solar and all those kinds of ways. But we need a coordinated plan. So that's what we've got to work on. The governor's put out his statement. So we'll be looking for those kinds of initiatives. Trees were a big topic again. This week we were slated to take down 6 huge oaks downtown, and it's just heartbreaking. I mean, it is. It's heartbreaking. These are big old trees, but there's significant problems with these trees. Mm-hmm. We now have ultrasounding and things like that that they can do with trees that they weren't able to do before to see what's really going on. Most of these trees were all planted about 82 to 85 years ago, and they have lived their urban life they can live. But we've got to have better answers than just taking them down and putting a new little tree up. There's got to be better answers than that. So we delayed taking the trees. They were supposed to come down yesterday because we want to have a community meeting with folks downtown to explain why each tree has a significant issue. Mm-hmm. This isn't just something we got randomly do and say this one just looks bad. There's actually real reasoning behind it. Cracks in the tree, mm-hmm. hollow core. The snowstorm actually did a lot of damage, stressed yeah. some of these trees out really because there were still leaves on the trees. And the weight. So we're going to be really looking at how we can do a better job of all the things that happened with trees in our community in the last few years. How do we recover from that? And not just recover, but come back into having more tree canopy. Mm-hmm. So we'll be looking for that, too.
Speaking with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, I want to go back to the comprehensive plan conversation, because now I feel old, because I was there when the Chapel Hill 2020 yeah, conversation yeah. began. I was at that first meeting. I think it was at Chapel Hill High School, maybe. It was in an auditorium. There were a whole bunch of people. We had those little desks pulled out.
Right.
And I went to a bunch of those meetings, and now we're close to 2020. Does that mean that the process of the next comprehensive plan begins next year?
We've started it already. That's the charting our future and rewriting the LUMO and gathering input from around. We decided to go from a different bent because we liked the goals that we came up with, a place for everyone, mm-hmm. nurturing the environment, creating economic development, facilitate getting around. All those goals are really, really important. Affordable housing was the place for everyone piece, too, and then arts and culture. And so those are the same goals we still want, but we've done a lot of work in those areas, and we have more work to do. So how do we put that in a framework that works for everyone? And that's what we're going to be discussing. And you have this Councilmember Donna Bell, I think, is the only one who was there during all the 2020. Yeah. I mean, I attended the meetings as a commissioner, and I think Michael Parker was involved in another way, and so I'm sure several others were involved in other pieces. But we, as a council, didn't go through that together. So it's we'll see where we are.
Yeah. Speaking with Mayor Pam Heminger. So again, townofchapelhill.org for more information on town government. So other priorities for 2019?
Oh, I'm sure there'll be many more. Yeah. Those are the ones you got off the top of my head. Want to meet with the council together as a group and think about what those priorities are. Our municipal services building has been the big one we've been trying to figure out, the new police station, but also folding in Parks and Rec. We got the RAD grant. The application was approved, so we'll be looking at that for redoing Trinity Court, some other public housing. Since the affordable bond passed, we are looking at what steps we put in place to move forward with that. So, yeah, there'll be a lot of priorities going on next year.
Awesome. Other things that people need to know as we head into the winter, holiday, Christmas, New Year's?
Come on downtown. I will tell you, I was out walking around downtown yesterday, and it was fun. There were a lot of people walking around. When school's out, there tends to be more flexibility in mm-hmm. where to park and things going on. And it's pretty downtown. There's the snowflakes that are out, the tree in the corner. And it's just a nice vibe going on. So come on downtown, go out shopping. Enjoy this time. I think we all stress so much and hurry, 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 hurry. So I say, get out there and do some things. My family always likes to go a hike on Christmas Day and the day after. So explore the Brumley Preserve or go down to Jordan Lake area. There's a lot of cool trails.
You do a different one every year? Do you have a few that you cycle between?
Yeah, we kind of cycle around Duke Forest. We just, whatever we're in the mood for and the group wants to go do. There's just a lot to do here. I'm still on the Triangle Land Conservancy Board, so mm-hmm. we usually pick those. I'm hoping to take the family down to the White Pines area this time.
Nice.
And then the Walnut Grove Preserve in southern Wake County will be opening in a couple, maybe not next year, but soon. So there's these areas that are beautifully preserved areas that that anyone can come to, the public can come to. And I think it's important to get outside and connect with nature and Just awesome. Be somewhere different.
Sounds good.
Your phone doesn't work out there.
Oh, that's nice. I like that.
There you go.
Townofchapelhill.org for more information. Mayor Pam Heminger, thank you so much.
Thank you.